AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Picasso knows your vacation home is your best home. It's the place that brings family and friends together. It's where you're the best version of yourself. Picasso makes it easy to co-own a luxury vacation home in amazing locations. Listings start at $200K for 1/8 ownership. Picasso does all the work for you. Luxury furnishings, maintenance, billing, scheduling, and more. And you can resell on Picasso's marketplace anytime, historically for a 10% gain. Visit Picasso to see thousands of listings. That's PACASO.com.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Had enough of those supplements that leave you feeling nothing? Symbionica is your solution to great-tasting, all-natural supplements that actually work. Crafted with premium plant-based ingredients, their products have no seed oils, fillers, or toxins. Try them out and actually feel the difference today. Visit Symbionica.com and use code IHEART for 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Again, that's 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Go to Symbionica.com. C-Y-M-B-I-O. T-I-K-A.com.
I'm Lil Duval, and this is Conversations with Unc, the podcast. Today's guest is a rapper from St. Louis, Missouri. Let's welcome Diamond Smith, better known as Big Boss Vet.
Finally got me in here. I'm in here now. I can't believe I'm doing it, but I'm doing it on the strength of my people's Dolly and Clay. They got me in here. You need people like that, though. People like that in your corner to make you do stuff. Because those be the main things that take you to the next level. Mm-hmm. And guess who's my first guest? I got a first guest in here. You know, I don't know too much about her, but I know her through family. And if this family fucks with him, I fuck with him. So let me introduce y'all. Big Boss Vet. Big, yeah! Boss, Big, yeah! Boss Vet.
Big Boss Vet.
A lot of people come to me for advice and shit and therapy, you know, in my regular life. So I figure in the industry, a lot of people need advice and therapy with regular life stuff, not so much with business, but with life in general, because getting the money be the easy part in the industry, but what to do with it and how to enjoy it is the hard part. So they come to me. So I figure, shit, why don't I have somebody that's new in the industry, that's doing her thing, and maybe she needs some help. So you could talk to me about everything, but first let me tell them about you, though, you know, because I got some of the stuff here, all right? This is what I know her from the song Pretty Girl Walk Like This, This. Uh-huh. That's what I know her from, you know, but she also got the song Snatch, Problem, Karma, and I Don't Need, you know. She performed at the BET Awards pre-show in L.A. She was featured in The Cypher, you know. Her Snatch stream for over 15 million times. One of the top sounds used on TikTok, Snatch Remix with Saucy Santana. Flo Milli was released this past fall. Oh, you from St. Louis?
I'm from the Lou.
You from the Lou? The Lou. Okay, good. You getting the mic.
I'm from the Lou.
Tell me about the Lou. Tell me where you from. Tell me a little about yourself. Like, tell me what got you in the game. Like, mm-hmm. like, give me, like, I want like your upbringing, like your family bringing, and then what transitioning into the industry.
Okay. All right. So I want to say it all started in 2014. Mm-hmm. I was a broke high school student. Mm-hmm. I don't even think that my phone was on, honestly. I think I just had a phone, like, using it on Wi-Fi. And, dang, that's funny.
Poor ass.
Damn.
It's your poor ass.
I've seen people going viral for, like, doing, like, covers. So I'm like, let me hop on a cover. And
off what? Covers?
Covers, yeah. Okay. So my first cover was the Dage Love Tried Me. And I did not know how to rap on beat back in the day. So I'm like, I'm going to just do it without a beat. And when I did it, I think I posted the video like 7 something at night. The next morning, went to school. Totally forgot that I even posted the video. I posted a picture. And that mug had like 1,000 likes in like 30 minutes. I'm like, hold on. Like, what's going on with this Facebook?
Let me ask you something. Not to cut you off, but I did. Was it, was you already kind of popular?
Nah. I was a regular school student. I don't know.
Did you have a lot of friends? Was you like in the cool crew?
You know what? I was just cool as hell. So I'm going to say yeah, but then again, I'm going to say nah.
Was you popular in your school?
Yeah, I actually was.
Oh, okay. I'm just trying to see how the, what might have caused the thousand. What'd you say you had? How many of you?
A thousand or something like
that. Yeah, likes.
Picture.
Yeah.
And I was like, I don't know what the hell going on. Like, I have never gotten any likes. So I'm like what's going on? Mm-hmm. And I posted a second picture because I'm like, let me see if it's going to do the same thing. And they had like 2,000 something likes. So I'm like, yo, what's going on? So I'm going through my notifications on Facebook and I realized that the video that I posted doing the cover to the Dage Love Tried Me went viral. Mm-hmm. So that's where all them likes were coming in from. And I'm like, oh shit. So I'm reading the comments and they're like, so you so pretty? Oh my God. And I'm just like, I'm not a rapper. Like this is just fun. Like I don't know what's going on. So fast forwarded, like I just started, like kept on doing covers, and I kept going viral off of them. I got in the studio and I did a, I had laid a cover down to the Ludacris that move, bitch, get out to that beat, yeah. And that's when I started getting booked to like sing my songs, and I'm like, yo, like
started like just like running. This you is, got all the ground running,
yo, and I was so nervous because I'm like, what am I supposed to do with all this newfound fame? Like, I don't know.
So you had to learn as you go.
Absolutely. So I had one manager, which was my cousin. And we was working together for a while. And I was just like, yeah, it's not working out for me no more. You know, for my first show ever, I think they paid me like $700 to like drive 14 hours. And I was so excited about this shit. Like, I'm like, yes.
I
like,
feel you.
I was excited. I'm like, damn, like, you want to pay to hear me rap the song that, you know, like, mm-hmm. like I ain't even no rapper, like. This ain't my beat.
Let me ask you this. Do you got siblings, like yeah. brothers and sisters?
Yeah, but I wasn't really close to none of my siblings. I was only close to my cousin. And
how many brothers and sisters you got?
I got 2 brothers, and I got 1 sister on my mama's side. I got a brother on my daddy's side and a sister I never met. And I also have step-siblings and siblings that I've met in this industry. So
okay. So you got family outside of, like me and my people's daughter, we family outside of family. You know.
Add me in there, because now we all family.
Come on.
All right.
Yeah, all for right. real, for real. So let me see. All right, so you said, I'm trying to get more into, like, the family part of it, too. Like so you went from St. Louis, you was in the music, you was in high school when you went viral?
No, yeah, I was in high school.
You was in high school. So from there, what was you doing before you was doing that? Just in school, regular? Did you have a job? Like, how was the family structure? Like, everything?
I wasn't really close to my family. To be honest, like, I had them blocked on.
Why
anything.
Not? Because that's kind of, because I heard you say when I asked you about your sibling, you're like, I don't really fuck with them like that. That's what it sounded like.
I didn't, but now I do. Okay, you know? But okay. Back in the day, I did not. Like,
let's get into that.
I was like the black sheep of the family. Like,
why did they think you was the black sheep?
Because I was not no yes man. Like, I had grew up with the family that thought, like, no matter what they said to you, you're not supposed to say nothing back.
Uh-huh.
But I've always been that person that would like be like, damn, why the fuck you talking to me like that? You know, like, you ain't even got to say it like that. Or I just
was it a little bit of both of y'all? Was it a little bit of, like, because, like, sometimes, because it is, that happened to me sometimes. Like, sometimes you want to buck on people, but at the same time, they just trying to help you in the way that they think they can help you, but then they be wrong in the motherfucker. And then sometimes you be wrong in the motherfucker. So, like you said, y'all cool now, but did y'all have to come to that understanding? Did it take a while? Or how did y'all get to that point?
So me and my siblings.
Come on, talk to me.
We was literally only close when it was like time to fight. Like, like, I don't care what I said to my siblings. Can't nobody else say that shit to them. Like I didn't care. But
that's how it's supposed to be.
But we would just be like, it would be a fucking jungle in our damn house. Like,
yeah.
we didn't grow up close. We just didn't.
Are they in the industry too?
No.
Music and all
no.
that?
No. They have regular lives, regular 9-to-5s. Like, I went from being a black sheep to the first millionaire in my family. I ain't cashed that check
where
yet,
are you in the,
but I'm the first millionaire. In
where are you? Like the youngest, oldest?
I'm the youngest.
You're the youngest?
I'm the baby.
Baby?
I'm the baby.
And what's the oldest?
He like 30-something.
Oh, okay.
He like 30-something. I don't know how old, but 30-something. And shit, like, I think 2015 was, like, when I went down, like, a really, really dark-ass path. Like, also, so I had, like, a lot of 9-to-5s. Then I was doing hair. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it was, like, things like that. So,
what got you out that dark spot? What you think?
I got shot.
I said, what got you out of it?
I got shot.
Oh, you was in the dark spot before you got shot.
Yeah, so
I thought the dog. I thought
nah.
Shit. Hold on. Wait. You got a life. Hold on.
I don't. Yeah.
All right. Talk to me. All right. What happened?
Like, okay.
Tell me.
So boom. Mind you, I told you that I was only close to my cousin.
Uh huh.
Her name was Tasia. We was like
y'all around the same age.
Yeah.
Okay.
And 2015, the beginning of our senior year. Yeah, it was the beginning of senior year because I graduated in 2016. She died before she started school. And that, like, sent me down a really dark path because I felt like that I had nobody.
How did she die?
Ooh, it was... We got to talk off mic.
Okay.
Okay, but yeah. So, yeah, and that sent me down a dark path to where I was literally meeting people trying to make everybody Tasia. And that was, like, putting me in bad situations. Like, I was always fighting. I was always in
You say
situations.
Meeting them, trying to make them all, like your cousin?
Yeah, like.
Trying to make them fill that void.
Yeah.
Yeah, I get you.
Yeah. And I didn't have a family that was like, let me go get you help. You know, like, maybe need to talk to somebody. Like, which is like, now, I won't go to therapy. I mean, I might need to. Everybody needs to, but I won't go.
Why?
I don't know. It's just.
Therapy don't have to be like a therapist. It could be just somebody that you're comfortable with talking with.
And that's why I got you, Unc. It's all right.
Yeah.
I'm going to lay it all down real soon. But, yeah, so I was, like, going crazy. Like, I was losing my mind. I didn't care about my life. I didn't care about nobody else's life. Like, I didn't care. Mm-hmm. And
train wreck. You just went back. Yeah, just didn't give a damn.
I didn't care. And on her one-year death anniversary, it was, like, 2 in the morning. We was leaving a party and went to go fight some shit I need, some shit that I shouldn't have even drove to, you know. Pulled up and they weren't trying to fight. It was like, nah, guns just out. I'm like, damn, you know. when them bullets started going, I froze because I'm like, damn, like.
Y'all ain't fighting. Y'all about to
you like, what the fuck?
Guns to the fight.
Like, bitch, I've been bamboozled. This is not, you know, this is what's going on, you know. And shit, I froze.
Before then, everybody will fight. Like,
yeah, like we was fighting everybody, so we thought it was cool to just fight. It was like, you know,
these was girls busting.
Nah, it wasn't.
So y'all was fighting niggas?
No, so no, it was girls in the background that we were supposed to go to.
Uh huh.
And when we got there, we didn't like the girls was really non-existent because nobody said nothing that was said on the phone. We was like, "Fuck going on?" And then men started speaking up, and it's like, like, we weren't even arguing with y'all. And then, luckily, my cousin then was there. We got shot with them.
Uh-huh.
And, shit, that shit went left, like immediately. And when I froze, something just, like, snapped me out of it and was like, bitch, get down. Like, what are you doing? Like, you can't fight no bullet. Mm-hmm. So, it was literally me, my cousin, and my group was, like, back here, but we was the front and center ones.
Mm-hmm.
And I had knew one of the people. So I'm like, y'all, let's just not do this because I know you and I know us. So let's just
this
cut
was
it.
After you got shot?
Nah, this was before.
Okay.
And we was supposed to just walk away and just be like, all right, y'all, just let it go. On our way walking away, one of my cousins had to get the last word. And the dude was like, what'd you say, nigga? And my cousin repeated himself. And then one dude started shooting at her, and I guess the other one thought he was shooting at us because he didn't even look over before he started shooting her. He literally just started aiming at bitches. And you can tell that the gun was too much for him to handle because his hand was just going really fucking nearly. Yes. Mm-hmm. So I got down, and then I got up, and then I seen my cousin. So I'm trying to go, you know, lift him up. Like, come on, let's go, because I didn't even realize I was shot yet. And I'm seeing blood fall, and I'm like, what the fuck? Mm-hmm. And I'm checking myself. I'm like, yo.
Adrenaline.
I'm like, bitch, I'm shot. Like, and then that is when I started feeling this burning sensation that was like, say you like touch a stove and you cannot pull away, so it's just constant burning. So that shit, I started digging in that motherfucker trying to like stop the burning. It was crazy.
And so that there made you come to your senses of what you said it did now?
Yeah, like because like afterwards, like it was a lot of shit that I went through with that situation. And it was like,
How long was that healing process?
Oh, that shit was months on end. My bullet wound actually got infected. And, they want to take the bullet out. So I'm like, all right. Because I was hearing stories of people pushing their bullets out. I don't know, actually. They wouldn't give me the bullet or tell me what I was hit with. They actually took it into evidence. They wouldn't give it to me. So, after like it didn't hurt no more, I was trying to push the bullet out myself because I was hearing people do it, and they was like, it didn't kill them. So I'm like, oh fuck it, I'm gonna do it too. Mm-hmm. I tried to do it, and like this yellowish greenish substance started like oozing out of my arm, and I couldn't stop it. I'm like, something is wrong. Went to the doctor and realized that it was an infection coming out, and they wound up taking the bullet out. You know, they took it from me. They was like, we can't tell you nothing about it.
It was all in Missouri, right?
Yeah. And I'm like, all right, you know. And then a year later, I had started getting this pain in my arm. And I'm like, what the fuck going on? Like, the bullet gone. And I'm like, maybe it's like nerve damage, right?
Right.
And one day I was in so much pain. I'm like, something is wrong. I went back to the doctor and realized that it was a fragment sitting on the nerve that was fucking me up. And it traveled like up my arm. It was like right here. So like after a year, like I got shot here, and it like traveled her within a year, and they was like it was going to keep traveling till it reached my heart, and it could have killed me. So I needed to get surgery to get out. I'm like, damn, bitch, I almost died three times. God damn, like shit.
While you was going through it, did you realize, or was you like in survival mode? Like you like I probably could die fucking around, or was you just like?
I was like, yo, let's just get this shit out. Like I'm tired of dealing with this shit. Like, damn, like I don't even live that life no more. Like, this shit is over with. Like, stop, you know?
Is that what made you transfer to, like, all right, I'm going to put more into this music thing to get up out of here than get to Atlanta?
Nah. So what made me go into music is, like, the day, yeah, like 2 days after I got shot. So my car looked like a fucking murder scene. It was blood everywhere. And nobody would help me clean it out. And it was this man that I met, and he was, like, cool as hell, and he literally was a fucking wolf in sheep clothing. So he helped me clean my car out. He was, like, so nice to me.
A wolf in sheep clothing.
A wolf in sheep clothing, I promise. He was everything that I could have wanted at first until he finally got me, and then the bitch went into demon time, like, demon mode. Like, he was different, you know?
In a matter of how long?
2 months, but being as though that I created a trauma bond with him, and it was a codependency, it was like I was over it.
How did it change you? How you feel like the accident changed you? Because he was there through the healing part.
Yeah,
So he really didn't heal.
Like, okay, so he was there through the healing, like because I had to like separate myself from everybody who I was with, because I didn't want to be outside fighting no more. I ain't want to do all that shit no more. I'm like, yo, like I'm wasting my life right now. Like I could be doing something better. And that's when I started focusing on music. And then once I used to like rap him my verses, he would be like, I don't want you talking like that in these songs. People don't like niggas just gonna want to fuck you if they hear you talking like that. They ain't even gonna like your music. Like he was instilling that shit in my mind, and I thought that this nigga knew what he talking about at one point in time. Until he would get caught cheating, then I'd drop a song, and then I'd go viral, and then he would start acting back right. And then I would not drop no more music, and then he'd get caught cheating again, then I'd drop another song. So I started to come to the realization, like, yo, God is teaching me to get the fuck away from you, literally. once I got away from that man, when I say my life elevated times 10, like, I was, like, getting bookings, like, every fucking weekend. I had a new manager, like I was, like, living life. And then shit.
So what advice you'll give somebody that's in the situation that went through what you went through as far as getting shot and getting with this man that he was supposed to be helping you, but he ended up being, like...
Hurting me.
Yeah, hurting.
Go to a therapist. Like, do not cut everybody off for one person, because you will create a very hard codependency that is very hard to even break that shit. Like, this shit is horrible. You know, this shit is hard.
So you need to take your own advice.
Absolutely. Yes, I do. Like, how do you stay so positive when everything is falling the fuck apart around you?
You control the things you can, and the things you can't, fuck it. It's really simple.
You say fuck it with a smile on your face, or do you say fuck it with tears in your eyes?
Both. Sometimes I usually only cry for tears of joy or something like personal. I don't cry for problems, that world problems. Like worldly problems,
career problems. Do you cry about them? Mm-mm. Have you ever cried about them?
No. But see, I've been in this game so long that my career is just like, it is what it is at this point. It's like I programmed my career so much to where, you know, you plant seeds, now they done grew now, so now all I got to do is keep watering. So that's really where I'm at now. But even at your level, when just getting in the game as far as the industry, you can't really like dwell on something that's not, that you can't control. You see what I'm saying? So like, it's like the lottery. This is how I treat the industry, like the lottery. It's like you can't win unless you play. But at the same time, you don't quit your job, or you don't quit living your life and depend on just the job. You get what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So that's how I treat the industry. It's like, I do this shit, but at the same time, I don't put all my love into the industry. I got life outside of the industry. So if the industry gone or something happened, like say things like 2020 when it wasn't nothing to do, mm-hmm. I still had a life. So I never really seen the difference in the transition of what happened. So that's how I treat it.
In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it. When the NBA championship is on the line, every pass, every shot, and every dribble is immediately, undeniably consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real. Real stakes, real emotions, real sweat, real blood, and real tears.
Trust me, I know what it takes to bring home a championship ring.
The regular season is tough, but these games are a completely different level.
Now is the time when legacies are made.
The best team will bring home the Larry O'Brien Trophy and add their name to basketball history.
Will we see a battle between marquee franchises, or will we see a new champ be crowned?
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
These are the moments of unscripted, pure entertainment that only happen on the hardwood.
You've waited all season for this. It's time to take it to the next level. Don't miss 1 minute of the action. Tune into the NBA playoffs on ESPN and ABC.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a Job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position: warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snag a Job's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text SNAG to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
Picasso knows your vacation home is your best home. It's the place that brings family and friends together. It's where you're the best version of yourself. Picasso makes it easy to co-own a luxury vacation home in amazing locations. Listings start at $200,000 for 1/8 ownership. Picasso does the hard parts for you. Luxury furnishings, maintenance, billings, scheduling, and more. With a home management team that provides support before, during, and after your stay so you can focus on the relaxing, hosting, and making memories with family and friends. And you can resell on Picasso's marketplace anytime, historically for a 10% gain. With Picasso, you can stop saying someday and start building family traditions today in a vacation home you own and revisit time after time. Visit Picasso.com today to see thousands of luxury vacation home listings. That's PACASO.com.
Do you fear being canceled?
No. I get canceled every week. Shit, that's why I didn't. That's the main reason what took me so long to do a podcast, because I don't like to talk so much. Because the more you talk, the more they got to take from you and to take the wrong way. So when I try to talk, I try to talk when it's purposeful. You know what I'm saying? Instead of just randomly talking, that's what podcasts do a lot. So,
do you feel like kind of censoring yourself make you unhappy within your job?
Yeah, no, because I've been able to say and do what I want for so long. And so now it's to the point, life has changed to where how people see things. Like, say, for instance, like being sarcastic. Being sarcastic used to work great. That's really what my comedy is, being sarcastic. But it don't read well online.
No more.
Yeah, so.
Back in the day, it did.
Yeah, so it's been like a task for me to go with the times, because now the younger generation, they don't read sarcasm like how we did it. You know what I'm saying? So I have to understand it. So I don't really get upset with it. I don't get trip off of it. I just understand what the game is. But the good thing is, being who I am, I can get away with a lot more than the average person, because y'all know me for who I am. So I can, the people that know me. It's just the new people that don't know me, they might take it the wrong way. Mm. It's like your uncle, you know, your granddaddy, he say crazy shit. Even if you know it's your granddaddy, you're like, all right, that's just granddaddy. That's how they look at me now. That's just Duval. He's just saying shit. But you got to get to that point, and it takes a long time. It takes a lot of getting canceled. You know what I'm saying? I don't recommend it to people. You know what I'm saying? But it's what I signed up for, you know?
Yeah.
But for somebody like you, don't always go against the grain, because sometimes going against the grain can mess up something for your future shit. You know what I'm saying? Mm. So just put that in, because sometimes you'd be like, fuck it, I want to do what I want to do. And sometimes that's why you want to have somebody good in your corner that you trust. Mm. Now, you don't have to listen to everybody, but somebody that's just like, that you trust.
That is Snake for me.
Yeah, yeah, hey, Snake a good one.
That is Snake for
sure. Snake a good one.
How do you feel about, because this should be a nationally asked question, okay? So when a female rapper, right, when people ask her like, oh, are you in a relationship or are you single, do you feel like that if she's in a relationship, she is hindering her career?
Nah.
Why not?
How could it? I don't get how. Why do people think it'll hinder your career? If your career is your career, it's like saying at a regular job, if you work in the corporate business, like, is the wife hindering his career?
No, but as a female rapper, like, you have to be a fantasy. Like, people cannot know your personal life because now they quick to judge you. Now they
that's like saying that if people don't know I got an old lady, the women ain't gonna like me.
No, see, it's different for men. Men can be married and bitches do not give a fuck. But if a girl is in a relationship, they hate her.
You think so? I don't know.
They hate her.
So do you think? So you think the same thing about Cardi B and her dude and Offset?
No, because I feel like they were already rich. It's like, once you rich, I don't have to have my personal life from you.
Yeah, what about Queen Naija? Her whole relationship, she started with a dude. A dude right there, they watched the whole thing.
Nah.
I just think her
story was different, though. Like, the world do not like watching women being treated like nothing. You know, like, if we see somebody hurting you, we want you to get up out of that situation, and we're going to be here to support you until you do. But if you're happy in a relationship, it's different.
I don't believe it. I think it's different. How you can make it. Like Queen Naija, she's a perfect example. She showed her whole, not only is it, well, she started off on YouTube showing her relationship and showing how they grew together. And through that, her music reflected that, and that's why it worked. Like, people buy into the person.
She was relatable.
Yeah. So if they buy into you as a person, whatever come with you, it's going to work. You get what I'm saying? It's just like with me. They buy into me as a person. So if they know I got an old lady, they know I like women that like women, everybody knows that. So they go with it. You know what I'm saying? Now, if I came off like I'm just this guy in a relationship and they found out I'm over here fucking bitches, this, that, whatever, they not going to go with it. It's just like finding out a rapper ain't a... He a snitch. You get what I'm saying? It's like, yeah, he ain't the person I thought he would. It's the same thing in there. But if you fit the person that they think you is, you could be what the fuck you want to be. You get what I'm saying?
I do. That was explained fucking well. I like that.
Yeah, you know. Type shit.
That was explained fucking perfectly. Like, nobody has ever explained it like that to me.
I mean, it's just be simple. You know, you just got to put it in perspective. That's why you want to have somebody around you like Snake. Around you to give you a different perspective of things, you know? Because sometimes, like you say, you be like, damn, I didn't look at it that way. And it is. It's really simple.
Right now in this industry, what do you think is selling the most?
Worldly music. Music that people like, Afrobeats and things like that, things that people can feel. I mean, if you go by the internet, you ain't going to never get it because the internet look like it's just like that. You know what I'm saying? That's like microwave stuff. But if you really pay attention to people, pay attention to what's going on around you, you know, you'll see what's going on in this world. And that's never stopped. It's always been music that everybody can feel, you know. But you still need the regular music, too. You still need the street music. You still need the talk shit music. Mm-hmm. All of that shit works in itself. But for what's selling and really that's going to stick forever is stuff that people can feel and stuff that people can uplift and vibe to. That's why Pretty Girl Walk worked, because it uplifts the women.
And crazy part is, that was my first crossover record, and I did not know what to expect out of that record at first.
That's usually how it always works. That's usually how, what I told you at the beginning, it's like the thing that you don't, it'd be people around you, like I say, people around me, they push me to do certain shit, and those be the shits that works the most.
If you can give me any type of advice so I don't go through anything, what would it be?
I don't like giving advice to. I have to understand you to give you advice, so I have to know you a little more. Because, like, I'll be giving you just bland advice. But the most advice I give everybody is don't listen to nobody. Pay attention to everything. That's the advice I give everybody. Because if I listened to people, I wouldn't be where I am now. But I paid attention. You know what I'm saying? I pay attention to everything. Because you can learn from other people. You just got to pay attention. And understand, pay attention, you know. You have good people around.
One more thing. If you can tell your younger self something that really fucked you up in life, what would it be? So your younger self, do not go through it right now.
It's going to sound cocky, but I say you know what you're talking about to my younger self. Because everything, like, people think you get older, you get wiser, but you kind of got to have it early on.
Literally.
Because, like, a lot of stuff that I know now, you'd be like, oh, yeah, because you're OG. But what I am now, I programmed myself like this 20 years ago. You got to program yourself. Like everything you're doing, if you got to make yourself intentionally make yourself be a good person or make yourself do certain shit in order to get there. Because otherwise, you're never going to get there. If you don't intentionally, like if say if it's, I want to do this, I want to be this type of person, you got to intentionally keep doing it every day, and then next thing you know, you that person. So that's what I would tell a younger person. But me, I was already doing it. So, but I was instilled by older people. I always had older people taught me. My first friends was old people.
Well, my friends now is older people. Everybody older than me.
That's it.
25.
Now, that's a good age, man. But you don't even know, man. 25, that's a long time ago for me.
How old are you?
I'm 46.
Damn. No, I'm playing.
I'm cool with that. No, I take it as, like, when I say old, I say there's a cool thing. I like being old. Because I don't want to be that young. To me, being young sound lame as fuck to me.
Damn.
I'm talking about being a young nigga. I don't want to be like them niggas. Nah, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't want to be like, I like being old. I let a nigga know I'm old. I ain't nothing like y'all niggas. I want you to separate me from all you young niggas. So,
what is something that these young niggas is doing now that you would have never in life fucking done?
Get my booty hole lit.
What the fuck?
Type shit.
Y'all like bitches eating your ass?
No.
Oh.
I don't even like getting my nipples lit. I'm not that nigga.
Where the fuck you got from nipples? Wait.
Nah, because I know girls be cool with licking nipples and shit. I ain't into that. If I ain't get my nipple, nigga, I'm not letting no bitch lick my booty hole. I don't know why. I got hair in my booty. You got to be a nasty bitch to lick my booty hole. Like, I got a hair booty, so I wouldn't lick. I wouldn't kiss a bitch after she licked my hair.
Ew. Oh, fuck Allen, yo.
I mean, we just vibing, talking.
Yo, how the hell do you function on weed? That's,
you know, I just
question.
Started smoking weed like about 5 years ago, like 40s. And she knew me before I smoked weed. I just started.
I can't function on weed. Like, back in the day, I did smoke, like way, way back when. Like,
what's your choice? What's your vice?
Don Julio. A Red Bull.
You can drink like a motherfucker, can't you? Mm.
Drink a bitch down. Like, yeah, I can. But you know,
men can't outdrink women.
Absolutely cannot. Wait a minute. Hold on. But if we drinking some Fort Lauderdale liquor, because
what's Fort Lauderdale liquor?
I don't know. Whatever they had in them Patron bottles that they gave me. When I say, hear me out.
Yeah, Matron. Molly mixed with Patron. That's what they
Yo,
had in there.
Any day for I real. Can drink whatever. Like, yeah, I be up. But I don't know what they had in there. I damn near died when I left that
Gotta
day.
Be careful. Like, have somebody around you that's checking that liquor. Have snake checking that liquor.
Yo,
but it was, that Matron is real down there.
But it
there
was a
South
fun
Beach.
Time, though. It was a
I
fun
bet
time.
It was.
But I'm going to let you know this. Now I'm bringing my own liquor next
everywhere.
Time.
You're going to wake up one day, dicks everywhere. Like, what the fuck? Yeah. Like, I want to share my story. Speak my truth.
Hey, when I say I'm just bring my own liquor next time, though.
So let me ask you this. What's your end game?
My end game.
In life. Not in the industry, just in life.
My end game is to be so rich that I create generational wealth to where my kids.
Beyond money.
Oh, beyond money.
Because this is what, remember what I told you at the beginning, that people come to me because after they get the money, because like I said, money, it sounds like it's hard to get, but it's after you get the money, that's when it's hard to be happy. Because now, you got to think your whole life, like you said, I want money. I got to get this money so I can take care of all that. Once you do all that, then it's like, all right, what's now that? What? So what's after that? What can you do to be happy with making Vet happy? I don't know your real name, but making that person
Diamond.
Happy.
I'm Diamond.
Diamond. Make Diamond happy.
I think I would like to have a great relationship with my therapist, whoever it is. All right, because I
yeah,
know
I don't know if
fact.
I want to be your therapist. This sounds like you'll come to me every
listen,
day.
It is. You already listen.
What's
you,
your sign?
Libra.
Libra.
Welcome to death row.
I don't know Libras too much.
Come on, Unc. We
That's
already
why,
locked in.
Y'all care about money.
We're locked
okay,
in.
Okay. Fun fact: Libras have the most billionaires.
See, look, so that's
but see,
why
but that's why
in.
I told you, don't worry about the money, because you're going to get money. Yeah. So now what? You got to program yourself a now what after the money. How am I make? How to make Diamond happy?
Diamond is going to wake up every day.
Do you want kids or you don't? And there's problem if you don't.
I do. I want 10, actually.
Oh, shit.
So Diamond's going to wake up every day with her 10 kids.
Where you plan on starting?
With her 4 dogs.
Where you plan on starting?
Four dogs. She's going to have a farm. She's going to grow her own fruit, vegetables.
Are you doing that now?
No, I'm not.
Okay, see, what I told you about programming. You got to start programming
yourself.
Hold on, wait.
I just signed a 13-month lease. Hold on. After that, then I'm going to start programming. Because hold on now.
Just plant a tree at the house, in your place. Plant it like a little, it don't have to be a fruit. Just plant a simple tree. And watch that grow, and that might get you into it. You know what I'm saying? You got to program yourself to do, I'm telling you, that's what's going to bring you peace. Because when you go, if you plan on getting peace when the industry, you're going to always be frustrated. I'm telling you. Think about 2020 when everybody was going crazy because they ain't had nothing to do. Because you know what?
2020 is when I blew up again.
Yeah, that's when you had shit to do. They didn't have nothing to do because they was. I'm talking about as far as work and shit is the industry, the music industry, the movie industry. It wasn't nothing to do because they love was all in what they do. I was chilling. I had the time because I already programmed myself to know how to live without the cheers.
Yeah, well.
You got to learn how to live without the cheer. Or just think, you know how sometimes on social media, you post something, you're going to get a lot of likes and don't get nothing?
Mm-hmm.
You know how that feeling? Just imagine that's going to be your feeling for the rest of your life. You got to know how to stomach that and be happy that you don't get that in real life. Mm. So that's why I'm just saying program yourself now to say, all right, well, it don't have to be nothing big,
what
too.
What makes you happy?
Simple shit.
Like what?
I can do Legos right now and be happier than a motherfucker. I do that right now.
Okay.
I can do simple shit. Like I live in a place where if I don't need it there, I don't need it. Like I could find happiness with, I live in the islands in the Bahamas.
Mm.
And I could just chill right there and be at peace and be happy with doing nothing.
You not scared to live on an island? Like,
mm-mm.
What if, I don't know. Like
a hurricane comes?
Yeah.
Get the hell on.
It's going to get your ass in.
I get the hell on. We were just talking about it. Me and my friend were just talking about that. About, ain't this hurricane season? Like, yeah, but I got a plane, so I can get the hell on.
Always. So you got a plane that is just ready to go when you ready.
Yeah. I got my own plane. And see, that goes back to, I programmed and I plant seeds a while ago to where when it get to the point, I can just say,
how did you learn how to program yourself?
Paying attention to world and life and like the next step, always staying ahead of the curve. Like what's next? I'm not into the now, I'm into what's next. You gotta think everything we see now, somebody planted that shit 20 years ago. Somebody that was thinking about 20 years ago. So
the Simpsons. Played 20 years ago.
Yeah, whatever. Like the Simpsons, but it's look around in your neighborhood. That's why I say don't pay attention to even in your neighborhood. You see them buildings going up, all them buildings, like you see somebody might be building something, I don't know where you live it, but you see a building, they planted that shit 20 years ago. Or they planted 10 years ago, and it's up. So why the average person sitting there worried about current events and shit, they just, when 2020 happened, them motherfuckers building like mother. They knew something. Because they planned that shit. I don't know if they planned that, but they planned building shit around whatever was going on because they knew. So you got to be ahead of the curve on anything you do.
That's a word. Fucking word. Because now I'm thinking.
But see, you thinking as a billionaire because you're a Libra. Yes, that billionaire thinking. I want you to go past that. I want you to be at peace and happiness. That's, you ask me how I find peace, because I don't look for peace into worldly things or into my career, you know. I find peace into it.
But
life.
How did you separate that though? Because it's so hard to.
I just told you, every day plant seeds, and it's a simple process, but it's just like you got to get in the programming of doing it. It's like, all right, today, what I'm gonna do today? What can bring me happiness outside of this or outside of that? And that's what I do.
You ever went to therapy?
Mm-mm. I am my therapist.
What's your sign?
Gemini.
What? That's all I need to know.
Shit.
You have enough people inside you to therapy everybody in this world. You got enough people inside of you. That's all I needed to know. Like,
you ain't wrong, you right?
Hey.
That and I have people around me that balance me out too, though. Like, I can call people, I can call friends and be like, hey, boom, 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 boom. We just iron sharpen iron, you know? So you just talk to them, they talk me back. or they heal me back with some words that get me right there. I'm like, boom, that's all I need.
In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
When the NBA championship is on the line, every pass, every shot, and every dribble is immediately, undeniably consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real. Real stakes, real emotions, real sweat, real blood, and real tears.
Trust me, I know what it takes to bring home a championship ring.
The regular season is tough, but these games are a completely different level.
Now is the time when legacies are made.
The best team will bring home the Larry O'Brien Trophy and add their name to basketball history.
Will we see a battle between marquee franchises, or will we see a new champ be crowned?
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
These are the moments of unscripted, pure entertainment that only happen on the hardwood.
You've waited all season for this. It's time to take it to the next level. Don't miss 1 minute of the action. Tune into the NBA playoffs on ESPN and ABC.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a Job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position: warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snag a Job's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text SNAG to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
Picasso knows your vacation home is your best home. It's the place that brings family and friends together. It's where you're the best version of yourself. Picasso makes it easy to co-own a luxury vacation home in amazing locations. Listings start at $200,000 for 1/8 ownership. Picasso does the hard parts for you. Luxury furnishings, maintenance, billings, scheduling, and more. With a home management team that provides support before, during, and after your stay, so you can focus on the relaxing, hosting, and making memories with family and friends. And you can resell on Picasso's marketplace anytime, historically for a 10% gain. With Picasso, you can stop saying someday and start building family traditions today in a vacation home you own and revisit time after time. Visit Picasso.com today to see thousands of luxury vacation home listings. That's PACASO.com.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home, where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Have you ever got into a relationship that made you look at the world differently? Like, look at your career differently? Look at doing things differently? Like,
I've always been a relationship type person, so I don't know. I never put thought in a relationship, but I've always been a relationship guy, so I don't know how to answer that question, because it's always been in me to do relationship shit, but it's never stopped my career. But people that's been in my life, they always knew this was me. Because I've done this since I've been a jit. Mm-hmm. I've been entertaining and been popular since I was about a kid. You know, so it's always grew more and more and more. I might have been just the nigga in the neighborhood that's popular. Then I went a nigga in all the schools popular. Then I went a nigga in Jacksonville popular. Then I went the niggas in the South and TV and all. So it's always grown. So if you was around me, you kind of knew what it was. And that's what's going to happen to you over time. It's just you just knew over time, they're going to know, all right, she, you ain't got to tell a person you're a rapper because they know. You know what I'm saying? So if they come in your life, they kind of going to know what the situation is. It's like what I say when the motherfucker know. If a girl get with me and know that I don't like girls that like pussy, so if you don't, if the girl don't eat pussy, she can't get with me. So they know this already. So if you get with me, like I've had a relationship where they got with me for that, and then when they get with you, they find out this bitch just doing it just to be with me. She ain't really gay for real, you know, and that's when it don't work.
Would you ever change yourself to make the next person happy that you with?
I can't because I'm an old nigga. And old nigga, not just me, but men, once we get older, we kind of programming stuck in our ways. And I'm stuck, and I'm a Gemini. So that
makes
me.
That's all you gotta say is you a Gemini. And you know, Gemini. Just say Gemini. That's it.
I gotta learn the hard way, especially when I'm everything I've been doing been working. So if it's been working, ain't too much you could tell me. And everything I've been doing in my career and life been working. So you can't tell me unless it's somebody like her. You know what I'm saying? Other than that, you can't really tell me.
And that's
much.
Why that we locked in now, because you over here steady saying that she is a good person. So
she is. Like
she is going to be a great person.
The producer
in my
of the
life.
Show, like she's the person be a that's great been. Person. She the person that's my balance, especially when I was going through my healing shit for the accident. She was right there. So, and I don't be needing much, but the little shit, it hurt go a long way.
Have you ever operated out of fear?
Mm-mm. I'm arrogant, programmed arrogant, because I've always been who I am. So I've always, even before, like I was more cocky as a kid because I didn't know, because I always thought this shit worked, whatever I'm doing. So I never had no insecurities or nothing, because this always worked to me. And even, I didn't know how little I was until I got older. So in my mind, I was just the shit, you know, but. When I look older, I'm like, I was a kid. They were looking at me as a kid. Why you ask that?
Shit, because sometimes I feel like fear would control you, you know? Like
who? Fear?
Fear, yeah. Like, you would, like, think, like, I don't want to do
what's on
that
the other side of fear? What's going to happen?
You might get canceled. You might lose a couple people.
All right, I take it back. The only time I feel butterflies are nervous is on the stage when I right before I go on stage. That's the only time.
Yeah, why?
Because I want to work. I mean, I want it to work. It's like I really don't like letting my fans down, and I know I like live. That might be, when it comes to entertainment. And only reason I use entertainment is like I love the people, so I don't like to let them down. And I've grown with people so long, like. Before you was born, I've had fans since before you was born. Mm. You know what I'm saying? So it's like I like to live up to their expectations. So every time I get on stage, I don't want them to go home. Even if it's one person, you know that one person in your comments say, I don't like that shit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? They really don't matter. But to me, I want everybody to come.
That's me too.
You know what I'm saying? So I still get butterfly, but that makes me even better though. You know what I'm saying? So I understand that. Shit, I just realized that was anxiety. You know, I just realized, the butterflies. I didn't know that was anxiety because I never programmed myself to understand what anxiety. I'm glad I didn't, because then you start leaning on that, oh, that's anxiety.
Something about Libras is we overthink everything and we got to go read. We got to go learn.
So that's dictating your career moves.
Abso-fucking-lutely. Because once I learn something, then I'd be scared to do it. Because it's like, damn, what if this happened? What if, like, I would think of everything before.
Do you have somebody that you really can trust and talk to, and ask them to bounce off of? You don't have to listen to them just to get their reaction from it. Because like I had, like even like my friend Clay, a lot of times the advice he told me was wrong. But I had to listen to him. I had to call him because, like, yeah, I'm
just thinking about
shit.
Clay ass talks so much shit.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
So
you know Clay, so you
know
my man
Clay. Yeah,
you know, rest in peace, my man. But but this my niggas. You know what I'm saying? A lot of stuff I had to understand. He just OG, but he always had his best interests for me. But sometimes when it's just like me, like I said, sometimes you don't want. Like, I'm an OG, but you don't want to listen sometimes. Because sometimes I don't know. You know what I'm saying? Because you right there, like, nah, I ain't finna do this shit. If I post. Because I remember one time, there was this one story.
Shit.
If I would have posted that shit, I'll tell y'all after this shit. But It was the dumbest shit. That nigga said, post this. It's a
Clay real... ain't give a fuck. I ain't give a fuck.
I don't want to tell that story. But
it's don't, just... don't tell it. Don't.
Well, I ain't going to hold you up. You know, I'm appreciate you come hollering at your aunt. You know, is that? But before you go, I'm going to give you one more chance to ask me one last question. Is there one thing you want to ask aunt? Let your boy know.
Being as though that me and you lost somebody close to us, like I lost Tasia and you lost Clay, if you can tell Clay one thing, what would it be?
I told him everything. I tell everybody, don't take people you love for granted, because they going to go. Or you going to go. So that's why when they go, because like that shit happened, like boom, like the day I got off my cane. The day after I got off my cane, the day after the child support case was over, he died. Well, he went to, had the stroke.
Mm-hmm.
So but before that, we was saying, I love you, talking shit to each other. The day before that, he was at my house. You know what I'm saying? So he was at my house and he wouldn't leave. And he kept saying he wanted some money and shit because I owed him some money for the other girl. He came to get his money. And he was like, I need to know, what if I die tomorrow? I was like, well, it won't matter. And the nigga died, you know. But that's how we talk shit to each other all the time. So that's what it was. So, like, that's why I say don't take them for granted and do everything. So when it happens, you won't be like, damn, in your head. You know? And another thing, too, that happened to me, when it did happen, God did give me a chance enough to go to the hospital and talk to him. To talk to him and say what I wanted to say. So I'm kind of shit cool with it, you know. So what would you say to your peoples? Well, if you could say one more thing.
To Tasia, I'd be like, me and her actually used to talk to each other crazy too, like crazy shit. I'd be like, damn, bitch, like, what the fuck? Like, you ain't even tell me that you was going to check out on me, bitch, you know? I'd tell, like, damn, like, I'm straight living this life that we planned out. Because we knew that we was going to be rich. We didn't know how, but we knew, like, you know? And I also say, like, shit, one day somebody gonna whoop our ass because we...
Did y'all have that relationship with... So was you fulfilled with y'all relationship at the time?
Yeah, and... But I was also mad because I'm like, damn, like, this was the only person I had and she gone. What the fuck? So I was mad at it, but it was still like...
We gotta learn... You gotta learn in life, you can't have attachments to nothing in life, even if it's your kids. You know what I'm saying? Like, you gotta understand how to live with it because there's people that's died... Kids died before them, and they still happy. You know what I'm saying? You got people that's 90 years old still able to happy. So if they can be happy in life, why can't I? They done seen way more people die more than me. You know what I'm saying? So that's how I look at shit. I look at older people. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, damn, older people that's even like in the industry. There's people been rich longer than me, double the time I've been rich. Mm-hmm. And they still able to be happy at 80 years old. You know what I'm saying? So if they can do it, I can do it. It's people that had, like, I remember when Clay died. One of the people that called me was Bun B from UGK. Mm-hmm. He had Pimp C died. He got through it. And I knew he understood where I was coming from. So he understood. So it's like, if you see other people do it, that's why I say you can learn from other people. So when you see them do it, shit, it's just your turn. You know? And that ain't going to be the first person, especially at 25. That's definitely not going to be the first person that's going to die to you. You know what I'm saying? Wait till and sometimes it be deaths that you don't even think going to hit you. You know what I'm saying? So it's just life. You can't, it's just we don't, as humans, we cocky, but death reminds us that we just human.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying?
If nothing going to remind us, death is.
Yeah, so you just got to live, live your best life and live life and don't take nobody you love for granted and treat them like you know they gonna die because they are type shit. You always call me if you need some advice. Not all the time because you sound like you'll call all the time. Listen, but
you and Dolly and Snake is gonna get tired of me at this point, all right? I'm just gonna get on it now. But it's all right because we're gonna be millionaires and I'll be like, look, I'm gonna see
we'll talk on our boat.
A trip. Right, come on, now you gotta go on the trip now because I know that I didn't put this weight on you. I'm sorry. But I'm happy again. You know, the balance is back balancing, you know?
Thanks for listening to another episode of Conversation with Unc with me, Lil Duval. We out this bitch. Don't miss an episode of Conversations with Unc. Listen and subscribe on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcast. Conversations with Unc Podcast is a production of the Black Effect Podcast Network, and our executive producer is Dolly Bishop, and produced by Aaron A. King Howard.
AT&T Connects and Ode to Podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
Picasso knows your vacation home is your best home. It's the place that brings family and friends together. It's where you're the best version of yourself. Picasso makes it easy to co-own a luxury vacation home in amazing locations. Listings start at $200K for 1/8 ownership. Picasso does all the work for you. Luxury furnishings, maintenance, billing, scheduling, and more. And you can resell on Picasso's marketplace anytime, historically for a 10% gain. Visit Picasso to see thousands of listings. That's PACASO.com.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Everyone in our country has a voice. It's something that says not just where you come from, but who you are. Welcome to NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, a collection of podcasts and a celebration of the hosts in journalism who've always spoken truth to power. Our voices are as varied, nuanced, and dynamic as the Black experience, and stories should never be about us without us. Find NPR Black Stories, Black Truths on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.